USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen lined the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yesterday was the National Women's March, and with more on that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Thousands of people took to the streets in Washington, D.C., and in many different cities across the globe to participate in the 4th annual Women's March advocating for women's equality. It was first held January 2017 with hundreds of thousands of women marching in the nation's capital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The aircraft carrier is the symbol of American military power. 90,000 tons of diplomacy, as the Navy likes to say. Almost all of them are named after presidents until Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley broke with tradition. The next aircraft carrier will be named the Dory Miller, after the grandson of slaves and the son of sharecroppers. The official announcement is tomorrow on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration at Pearl Harbor. Miller joined the Navy in 1939 and was a hero during Pearl Harbor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. The Supreme Court will consider allowing the Trump administration to enforce rules that allow more employers to deny insurance coverage for contraceptives to women. The justices agreed to yet another case stemming from President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, this time about cost-free birth control. The court will probably hear arguments starting in April. The High Court will review an appeals court ruling that blocked the Trump administration rules because it did not follow procedure. The new policy on contraception, issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, would allow more categories of employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women claiming religious objections. Remember, if you miss a story, you can always catch up, or you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.